Well,
Pause recording.
We are on to part two of this funny and embarrassing stories. I might tell you part three or another story if you guys are interested. But in that regard, it was kind of a weird story. But anyway, my second funny yet embarrassing story, and the blind funny stories just keep on coming. Well, one of my big things is I was always late to class, to this particular class. And I always, of course, it was in the morning, and I always had to make a trip to the restroom. And they put the restroom doors next to, actually, no, they were across from each other. One was on the left and one was on the right. And I always, because I was late to class, I would always get them mixed up. And a few times I had wandered into the boys' room, the men's room. And of course, there would be people there to tell me, no, that's not the right room. So I would tell the principal, why can't you guys put Braille on the doors? You know, they do that in public restrooms, and this is a public restroom. And he said, Melissa, you'll get over it. You need to learn. You need to start learning your directions. You know, I think he said the boys' room was on the left, the girls' was on the right. You need to start learning. Well, of course, I always got them mixed up because I was always running late to class. And even the school had to give me 5 minutes because I was still new to the campus and learning everything, and I didn't like that I had to take extra time, but I knew I did. So the principal was never very open to any ideas that I would give him about, couldn't we possibly put Braille signs? What if I made my own Braille signs and then took them down when I left? I mean, I didn't care. I just wanted to make sure I didn't go into the men's room and that happened again. And he just said, oh, eventually you'll learn, so get over it. Well, one particular day, the principal had to go to the restroom, and he was closer to the students' men's room than the staff. So he goes into the men's room and, does whatever he does. And along comes Melissa, who's late to her class. And she walks into, of all places, the men's room. And the principal has his pants down and he's using the urinal. And I'm running in there hoping to get in there and get out so I can get to my next class. When who do I run into? Literally, I run into the principal. And this really did happen. I knew that was him because the first words out of his mouth were, Melissa, what are you doing here? And he was quite embarrassed. Needless to say, they had Braille signs on the door the next day. And it was quite an embarrassment to me. I can honestly say, everybody teased me all day when they found out what happened. And they're like, wow, you actually got that up close and personal to a principal with his pants down. And then one of the boys was being stupid and he asked me, what did he look like? Obviously, I didn't want to describe that. And neither would I know what he looked like. But it was
0:47.
It was an embarrassing, embarrassing story of all things. And, I could look back on it now and I can laugh and I could go, my God, the funniest things that happened. And it was just amazing, the weird things that happened. I mean, my goodness. But I have another funny story. And if you guys are interested in hearing it, I'll do another one. So let me know. But it involves a gun. That might be for a later time. Anyway, I enjoy doing these stories for you. Everyone have a nice night, and thanks for listening. Bye.